I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. In August 1933, the honorable and respectable J. Gresham Machen gave a speech to the Educational Convention held in Chicago. You can find the speech online by searching for The Necessity of the Christian School. In that speech, Dr. Machen took issue with how modern teaching is more a procedure than it is a substance. Quote, "One of the fundamental vices in education in America at the present time, namely, is the absurd overemphasis upon methodology in the sphere of education, at the expense of content. When a man fits himself in America to teach history or chemistry, it scarcely seems to occur to him, or rather it scarcely seems to occur to those who prescribe his studies for him, that he ought to study history or chemistry. Instead, he studies merely education. The study of education seems to be regarded as absolving a teacher from obtaining any knowledge of the subjects that he is undertaking to teach." End quote. In that same speech, Dr. Machen warns against education centralization under the civil government, explaining how the outcome of education is not to produce humans who are exactly the same, but to cultivate humans individually. Also, Dr. Machen explores the subtlety of humans displacing God as the ultimate authority. In 1933 language, Dr. Machen explains how a quote-unquote civilization basis is really saying that man is in charge and God's law no longer prevails. In modern terms, humanists use the terms democracy, society, village, environment, and so on. Dr. Machen warned how a didactic dialogue, a dialogue that produces a consensus among the population, is really just saying that man is in charge and God is not. We have the same humanists trying to say that today in modern America, that merely having a democracy is more important than the laws produced by it. I highly recommend Dr. Machen's speech. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.